Well, welcome back. Amazingly, we're on time. This is a great morning. I'd like to resume the open meeting, and I would first like to note that March 12th, 1867, I was not here at the time, but it was the first regular meeting of the Board of Trustees of what was then called Illinois Industrial University. On March the 2nd of 1868, which is known as the birthday of the University of Illinois. Others sometimes may call it the Founders Day, but as we choose to call it, this date is a very important date in history for the university. This time we have a special pleasure, and that's having the Ripcords from the Urbana campus sing the Illinois song. It's a little background, obviously all female, actually 16-member a cappella group hailing from the Champaign-Urbana campus and founded in 1992. The Ripcords have been performing shows across campus and also around the Midwest. They compete in the International Competition of Collegiate A Cappellas groups annually and have advanced to the semifinals several times in the last decade. In January, they placed first in the International Competition quarterfinal that took place in the auditorium here. More recently, they performed in March at the regional competition in Chicago, and I understand that it performed very well. It didn't win first place, but performed very well. So at this time, we will be entertained with the Illinois song by the Ripcords. Ladies. Ladies, if you would, individually, step up to the microphone and tell us who you are, what year you are in school, what your major, and also where are you from?
I'm Allison Virgilio. I am a senior studying speech and hearing science, and I'm from Wheaton, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago.
I'm Shelby McKeever. I'm a senior majoring in psychology with a minor in communication, and I'm from Chicago.
My name is Alyssa Ely. I am a senior majoring in recreation, sport, and tourism with a minor in communication, and I am from Springfield, Illinois.
I'm Molly Rudnick. I'm a sophomore, double major in communication and psychology, and I'm from the city of Chicago.
I'm Bengi. I am a sophomore. I'm still undeclared, and I am from Naperville, Illinois.
My name is Erin. I'm a freshman. I'm looking to major in marketing or economics, and I'm from Elmhurst, Illinois.
My name is Avni Bhatnagar. I'm a freshman in psychology, and I'm from California.
I'm Madison Murphy. I am a freshman. I'm majoring in interdisciplinary health sciences, and I am from Bloomington, Illinois.
Very good. Thank you, ladies. Beautiful. Beautiful. All right, next I'd like to ask President Clean to introduce the officers and Senate observers who are here today. President Clean.
Thank you, Trustee McMillan, and thank you to the Ripcords for a wonderful, and thank you, colleagues, for being here and all of your hard work. I'd like to introduce our chancellors. Chancellor Vice President Dr. Michael Lamaridis from Chicago is with us. Chancellor and Vice President Dr. Susan Cook from Springfield is here. Interim Chancellor and Interim Vice President Dr. Barbara Wilson from Havana is with us. And the other university officers, Vice President for Academic Affairs, Dr. Christophe Pierre, Vice President, Chief Financial Officer and Comptroller, Mr. Walter Knorr, the front table there, Vice President for Research, Dr. Larry Shook, and as the board knows, I want to just make a statement. Larry has just announced his pending retirement from his job as Vice President. He's going back to the faculty, which is a he never left the faculty, but he's going back to a teaching a research post. And he's been a member at the university since 1986. And I want to thank him for all of his contributions. He's still with us through August. And we will be replacing Larry's role in due course. Then we have the University Council, Dr. Thomas Barrows, to my left. Executive Director for University Relations, Mr. Thomas Hardy. Secretary of the Board and Trustees and the University, Dr. Susan Keyes. Secretary Designate of the Board of Trustees and the University, Ms. D.D. Williams. And Executive Director for Governmental Relations, Lindsay Anderson, whose appointment you will be asked to approve today. And I don't spy Lindsay, but if she could. There she is. Lindsay is with us this morning. Representing the University Senate's conference, Dr. Sally Jackson, Professor of Communication, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences in Urbana. Representing the Urbana-Champaign Campus Senate, David O'Brien, Associate Professor and Chair, Art History Program, College of Fine and Applied Arts. Representing the Chicago Campus Senate, Mary Jo Ledoux, Professor, Department of Anatomy and Cell Biology. And representing the Springfield Campus Senate, Betsy Goulet, Clinical Assistant Professor, Department of Public Administration, College of Public Affairs and Administration. Representing the academic professional staff, Melissa Madsen, Associate Director of Human Resources, College of Fine and Applied Arts in Havana. Also in attendance from the University Senate's conference are Professor Nick Bouboulis, the Edward William and Jane Marr Goodskill Professor, Department of Education Policy, Organization and Leadership, College of Education, Urbana, and Chair of the University Senate's Conference, and Harley Johnson, Professor, Department of Mechanical Science and Engineering in Urbana. Those are welcome to today. And Mr. Chair, if I could make a few comments about the progress of the strategic planning exercise. And take with your indulgence. That process is ongoing. As you know, the board charged me with organizing a system-wide strategic framework exercise. That process is well underway. It was initiated last May. We are still on track to provide a final plan for approval and discussion at the May Board of Meeting of the Board of Trustees. There have been a lot of rounds of public commentary. There have been two rounds of town hall meetings on each of our campuses, and there have also been events at Rockford and Peoria. There is a draft plan that's online that is undergoing significant editing and will go through multiple iterations before May. The second draft will be available very shortly online. All of the commentary and materials from the steering committee are online too, so anybody who really wants to see the evolution of it can track where the ideas came from and how they emerge and how they're appearing in the draft plan. So I'm confident that we will have a document to share with you. As I always like to say, this is a framework for the whole system. It's not to displace or supplant or even modify the existing university plans. We are adopting modified language, we don't talk so much about campuses, we talk about universities, plural, and we talk about the system. And there is a working title for the document, which is the public's university. That may change, and there are four pillars that are in the current draft, and I'll just give you the titles of the pillars, just to give you a flavor for what will emerge. This may change, of course. The first one is a healthy future for Illinois, which includes academic excellence primarily, obviously all our educational efforts, and a bedrock commitment to civic engagement. The second pillar is an institution of and for our students, and that's very important, and it includes a major commitment to a diverse, multicultural, and fully welcoming community, as well as reimagined pedagogies and developments along those lines. The third pillar is currently titled Tomorrow's University Today, and the implication there is we're going to get to work on best models, best practices for public higher education as befits a land-grant institution of our legacy and capability and the range that we have in our universities and on our campuses. And of course that has built into it excellence, integrity, commitment, stewardship, everywhere and always. And the final pillar is deals with research and scholarship with impact, a culture of diversity, entrepreneurship, thoughtful risk-taking, students as colleagues, et cetera. So you'll see all of this. Obviously, any comments from the board would be more than welcome. And this whole plan will really speak to our people as our most important resource. Faculty, students, staff, tenured, pre-tenured, non-tenured, all of the people who make up this magnificent institution are very important to this overall plan and agenda. And we're looking forward to the fulsome discussion in May. So that's my comments.
Very good, Mr. Chair. I know several of you have participated in some of the individual meetings. I know the students have been involved in many of them on the campuses. I know some of the appointed trustees have also. I know also through this whole process and the three chancellors and your involvement in it, it's really provided an opportunity to put forward into the public domain issues about the university, the very positive things about the university and the contributions to the state of Illinois. So it's been very positive already, even without the process being concluded. Any comments from any of you? I know some of you have been there. Anything to add at this point? All right, very good. Thank you, sir. We'll look forward to getting the next update. Okay. The next thing on the agenda is for Interim Chancellor Barb Wilson to welcome us to Champaign-Urbana again. We're going to be here several times this year, so we appreciate the opportunity. And any comments that you'd like to add, have at it.
Thank you, Chair McMillan. I'm thrilled to welcome all of you here to Urbana, my fellow chancellors and all of the board members. I trust you had an enjoyable evening last night at the Rare Book Room. We were in for a special treat, and I think it was quite a lovely tour, and I think reflects many of the great things happening at this university. A lot of good news to share with you, and I'll just hit some highlights. The U.S. News graduate program rankings were published today, and once again, we did quite well at this university. 15 programs are among the top 5 in the nation. 36 programs are among the top 10 in the nation. Just a few highlights. Library science was ranked number 1, civil engineering number 2, agricultural engineering number 3, environmental engineering number 3, accounting number 4, electrical and computer engineering number 4, and materials science engineering number 4. So those are just some highlights, and I will encourage you to go to the website if you're interested in more information. Of course, we don't pander to the rankings, but we're always delighted when we do well in them. Last night you met our academic, or excuse me, our new athletic director, and I don't have to say much more about Josh Whitman, two-time alum, former football player, and he is delighted to be here and doing great things already, and I hope that you'll approve our new football coach today, Lovie Smith, who's already taking off and doing wonderful things. I think I mentioned earlier, but I'll say it again, we've had close to 3,000 new season ticket holders or new season ticket enrollees, if you will, since we announced Lovie's hire, and we've seen a dramatic uptake in the iFund contributions as well. So we're thrilled about that. In terms of admissions, you all know the news from our last meeting, but I'll just recap a couple of highlights. Offers went out for the fall 2017 class in February 7th, to be precise, and we had nearly 38,000 applicants, which is a record high for us. And applications were up in all areas, an increase in African-American applications, Latino applications, and Illinois resident applications. We're in the heavy recruitment mode right now, working very hard to increase our yield, and that deadline is May 2nd, so we have literally weeks away before we know who will join us for the freshman class. Another really important bit of news, 5 faculty received Sloan Fellowships very recently here. These are awarded to early career scholars based on research accomplishments, creativity, and leadership, primarily in the STEM areas. These scholars received $55,000 awards, and they went to members of 52 institutions in U.S. and Canada. And I'm delighted to say that we had more than most of our peers. So Michigan had 3, Harvard had 4, Northwestern had 4, and the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign had 5. The only institutions that beat us were MIT, Stanford, and Berkeley. So we did very well in the Sloan Fellowship competition this year. And it's not just our faculty who receive great awards and accomplishments. I'm delighted to tell you about one of our students. We have many students who win scholarships and awards, but delighted to recognize today a student that I think deserves our great accolades, Leah Matchett, who's actually here today. She's a senior with a double major in global studies and geology, and she was recently named a Marshall Scholar, which is an incredibly competitive award. No more than 40 of these are given to top U.S. students across the country each year to pursue graduate studies in the United Kingdom. Leah will be pursuing a doctorate in international relations at the University of Oxford. And I could spend a long time telling you about all of the things she's accomplished in her short career here, but let me just tell you a few. She's a James Scholar in LAS. She has presented her research on statistical climate change models to the Illinois Legislature. She has authored articles about securing chemical weapons in Libya and on quantifying how effective stream restoration efforts are at reducing nitrate loads, and she's conducted air quality assessments working for the Chinese consulate. She's an undergraduate, let me just underscore. I think you start to see what outstanding students we have here, and we've asked Leah to come here, and she actually got dismissed from her class today so she could join us. But her professors were wildly enthusiastic that she might come and meet the board. I'm delighted to claim that she's in LAS, my own college, and she's here today, and I just want you all to give her a round of applause because she's an incredible young woman. So, Leah. Has also been to Springfield several times to help us with advocacy on the state budget. So on top of everything else she does, she's working hard on behalf of the entire university. So I don't know if any of you have any questions for her. She's used to talking in front of people. You won't intimidate her in any way if anyone wants to ask her a question. Leah?
Any questions?
And ask her to present any information.
President Clean has one.
I got a comment, Leah. It sounds exhausting, all of your work. Please keep it up. But thank you for taking geology. The Greeks had it right. You know, geologos, the world and knowledge, is not a bad place to begin your career. So thank you for everything you do and for exemplifying all that we care about here in the board.
Thank you. I'm part of both the geology and global studies department, so I've had a chance to work with people in STEM fields and liberal arts fields. And all of the professors and support staff at this university have been incredibly helpful in making it work. So thank you for everything you guys do.
Very good.
Thanks again, Leah.
Thank you, Leah. That concludes?
Yes.
Well, Leah, again, congratulations. You make us all proud. Good luck.